Hi, hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, Junior, right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
Now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Stakeout. As I look back on it now, I believe that that was the coldest night of the year in Cincinnati. The night that we took the ransom money to Mount Airy Forest in an effort to capture the kidnappers who had stolen away Mayor Plumfront's girlfriend, Miss Daffodil Dilly, right before they were married. They were coming to get $250,000 in cash, but Detective Yuki Butcha and Mayor Plumfront had an idea they could wrap up some old newspapers and just make it look like money, and then we were going to jump on the kidnappers when they came to get the money. Let's listen.
Golly, it sure is cold out here at Mount Airy Forest. Now, lad, you keep walking in our footsteps because we want them kidnappers to think that the mayor is the only one here.
Okay, Yuki, don't worry, I'm doing that.
Just a little ways now, fellas. I'm almost there. Ooh, I sure wish I could build a little fire for us to sit around when we get to the shelter house.
Yeah, you and me both, Mayor.
Whoa, it's cold. Yeah, here's the shelter house. Come on in here.
Now, what are we supposed to do now, Mayor?
Well, first of all, I've got to tie this bundle of fake money on the other end of a string.
Which we've already done at my office. Now we have to hang it up from this beam on the shelter house ceiling. That's so that the kidnappers can see it real easy.
Then, according to the instructions I received from them, I'm supposed to sit on this here table in full view of the road.
Well, what about us? Are we going to hide?
Yeah, that's right, lad. We'll go hide out behind the shelter house. We could wait here with the mayor until we see the kidnapper's car coming, though.
What time is it now, Yuki?
Let's see here. According to my wristwatch, with the numbers that glow in the dark, it's exactly 4 minutes until 11 p.m.
And look, I see something. There are headlights of a car turning into the road now. Look.
That must be the kidnappers. Come on, we better get to our hiding places.
Yeah, you sit on the table, Mayor. Let's go hide, fellas, before the kidnappers get here. They're coming back the road pretty slow there.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, we'd better hurry and hide because we don't want them to know that we're here with the mayor. Come on, Sparky, come on. Come on. Come on, we'll go on here.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Big John.
All right, right behind you. Right, this. Quiet.
Seems like it's getting colder. It's snowing harder, too.
Yeah.
Why do those kidnappers just keep sitting in their car like that? We have to get out.
Probably have a nice heater in their car, and their car is nice and warm.
Yeah, if I was them, I wouldn't want to come out in the cold either. Not even for the $250,000 ransom money. Ugh.
I wish they'd hurry up. Boy, my ears are getting cold. My feet and fingers, too. Whew, boy. The hair muffs and gloves aren't doing much good.
Let's cut it out. Don't talk about it. We're just as cold as you are.
I can assure you, Big John, and you too, man. I'm as cold as both of you put together.
You can start to think maybe there aren't kidnappers in that car, Big John.
Oh, are you kidding? Who in the world would come out here to Mount Airy Forest this time of the night if they didn't have some kind of business like this?
Yeah, fine.
Oh. They're shining the spotlight of their car on the shelter house.
Catch out right on that bundle of money which is hanging on the end of the string tied to the beam of the shelter house.
Yeah, and it's dragging right on the mayor.
Glad I'm not the mayor. sitting out there in the open, exposed like that.
It's cold.
I'm thinking about how cold it is out there. I'm thinking about the mayor being in full view of those kidnappers. This may be very dangerous.
Yeah, it truly could be a dangerous position, all right.
You're telling me.
Uh-oh. I'm getting out of the car.
Quiet, they'll hear you. Now look, come on, we all have to be real quiet.
Yeah, it's two fellers, all right.
They're walking right over toward the shelter house. Spotlight on the car is shining right at the mayor.
Yeah, and it's so bright that we can't make out the two men very well because the spotlight practically shines in our eyes and blinds us.
Mike, what's that?
It's the horn on that car out there. The driver's blowing it for some reason or other.
And he turned out the spotlight, too.
Those two fellers are running back to the automobile.
Yeah, they're getting in.
Our car and go after him. Hey, wait a minute there, Pinch. Obviously, he's chased after him. We wouldn't have a chance to catch up with him.
Hey, you fellas see that?
Yeah, we sure did, Mayor. I don't get it, do you?
No, I certainly don't. That was the oddest thing I ever seen. Now, why would those kidnappers come all the way out here to collect the ransom and then run away just as they were about to get their hands on the money?
Search me.
Well, if you fellas don't mind, I'm going to get my detective outfit out of Big John's car. And there fellas left some highly important clues.
Clues?
Yeah, fine.
What kind, Yuki?
Well, first of all, we know what kind of a car they drove out of here in.
We do?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I could know that, Yuki. From where we were, I couldn't even see the car very well. How could you tell what kind it was?
Well, I could tell from the sounds of the motor, Big John. That was a foreign-made car. I saw one of them cars once while I was in the Army during World War II, fought over in Germany. Belonged to Adolf Hitler's Air Marshal, Hermann Göring.
Hey, is that right? That sounds pretty interesting. What kind of a car was it?
That there was a Buchlackenberg. Oh, once you hear the sound of that motor, you never forget it. It's one of the finest cars built. Almost as good as my 1913 Model T taxi cab. Yes, sir. The Buchlackenberg is one of the finest cars made. Now, let's see here. We'll get our stuff here. Get my detective outfit out of the car. Here we are. Now, look, fellas, be careful where you walk, because I want to take some plaster casts of the footprints that the kidnappers left. And also their automobile tire tracks. They left in the snow, you see.
Hey, that's a good idea. Have you got plaster in that detective outfit?
Oh, yeah, this here detective outfit of mine, Big John, has got everything in it. Fingerprint detected materials, magnifying glass, plaster, disguises of all kinds, mustaches and beards, and wigs and false noses and ears, even this here regulation Sherlock Holmes cap with the two peaks, which I am wearing. All detectives wear this, you know. That came in the outfit. They give you everything with your diploma when you graduate from the SSSSSDPI. You know what that is, don't you, Big John?
Yeah, that's the Super Sleuth something or other.
Super Sleuth Secret Service School of Detectives and Private Investigators. That's a real fine school. Yeah, fine. Fine. Yeah.
Well, they left some pretty plain footprints here. Look. Look at the prints of their tires in the snow over here in the road. Very plain, very plain. What are we going to do now?
Well, let's see here. I'll take care of that.
Are you going to put some of that plaster into these footprints?
Yep, that is right. 100% correct there, lad. You get to be a detective yourself. We'll just pour some of this plaster in this here footprint and some of this here was made by the other feller, see?
Hey, those are both prints of their right feet, Yuki. Maybe you better take cast of their left footprints, too.
Well, yeah, it's an excellent idea. There we are. Got plaster poured in the 4-foot wrist. Now what we're going to do is go over here and pour some of the tire track.
Here they are over here, Yuki. The tire tracks are pretty plain. Got to be able to get some good plaster impressions on them.
That's right. Step back there a little bit there, lad. There we are. Now, all we have to do is wait for the plaster to get hard. Take about a minute or so. They got some pretty good clues there.
That seems to me it wouldn't be too hard to track down those kidnappers now, Yuki.
Yeah, that is right.
Why not, they, John?
Well, if Yuki is right, the car those kidnappers are driving was a foreign-made Buick Eckenberg. It shouldn't be very hard to spot it. Certainly aren't many of them like it in the United States, much less in Cincinnati.
I have never seen one of them there kind of cars.
Neither have I. So it should be easy to spot. That is, if it ever appears on the street.
That's right. On top of that, I have got pictures of the kidnappers as they was walking down to the shelter house, and also of the automobile.
Pictures?
Yeah, fine.
How in the world did you get pictures? You'd have to use a flashbulb. I didn't see any go off, and I know that you can't take pictures in the dark.
Oh, yeah? With a special camera that comes with my detective outfit, you can, if you use infrared film and infrared flashbulbs. Yes, sir, you can take pictures that way. Nobody knows a thing about it. All detectives do that.
Yeah?
Oh, boy. Hey, Yuki, you're the best detective in the whole wide world. Yes, sir. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That Yuki Butch is really something, isn't he, kid? He sure is a good detective. Look at all the clues he's got already. Plaster casts of the kidnapper's footprint, a plaster imprint of the tires, and even pictures of the kidnappers in their automobile. And wasn't Yuki smart knowing what kind of automobile they had even without seeing it? He could tell just by the sound of the motor. Yeah, boy, he's a really good detective. Oh, I'll bet we'll have this kidnapping case solved in nothing flat. And Miss Billy will be rescued by the time we see you next. Yeah, well, I gotta go, kid. I'll see you later. So long. Thank you.